You are listening to the Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KZCC LP Conroe and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Thanks for checking out this recording on Lone Star Community Radio. This is Dick, the general manager of Lone Star Community Radio, and I wanted to give you a quick reminder of what's going on with us for the month of September. A new show has been added to our lineup. The Good News with Ted Cox is going to be on Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m. during our talk block. And also joining the talk block is going to be Mornings with Lone Star. Every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m., Mornings with Lone Star will extend their normal programming from music into talk. That's right. Starting from now on, from 8 to 11 a.m., Mornings with Lone Star. First 2 hours, music, talk, fun. And then from 10 to 11, more nitty-gritty talk radio for you. Also extending their time slot is going to be our favorite Saturday morning show, Grit and Grace. They're going to be extending their hours from 8 to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning for you. Also, the last reminder is we still have plenty of talk slots available for those who want to be a talk show host and also volunteer DJs for music. If you're interested in those kind of things, please let the studio know at lscrstudios@gmail.com or call the station at the message line at 936-647-3776. Thanks again for checking out Lone Star Community Radio, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
There's a special place I know when I've got a special need. It's a place I always go when I want a book to read. Going to the library. Library.
We're back. Mornings with Lone Star with Dick and Skippy. I'm Skippy. He's the other one.
Yeah.
And it's the nitty gritty hour, if you couldn't tell by the hardcore
intro music.
Intro music we're playing.
Thank you, Sesame Street.
Thank you so much. I was trying to remember if it was Sesame Street or Schoolhouse Rock that was going on. So thanks for the reminder. I'm going to flash back to the late 60s, early 70s when I watched that, not ironically.
Welcome to Mornings with Lone Star, folks. If you're just now tuning in, this is our talk block element of the show from 10 to 11, and then a full lineup on the entire station can be found at IRLoneStar.com. Our morning segment is brought to you by Conroe Coffee, which I'm about to get some, and stop by anytime, grab a cup here, because they sponsor us.
They sponsor the Lone Star. Give us a really big urn over in the corner there. Come have a cup with us.
And we have some good topics today, but most importantly, we do have a special guest in the studio.
We'll
be getting to her later. We're gonna make her wait. You know, what was it?
Build the anticipation
for the
patient.
Library. But we have Vicky in the studio with Montgomery County Library with the Conroe one down the street. I ran into her when I went in there the other day, and they're getting ready for a big, big book sale.
Woo-hoo.
Next weekend. It's a 3-day thing, so you have plenty of time to check it out, but more importantly, you probably get there early if you want the good stuff.
Good books.
And so we're going to learn all about that and learn about, I think it's called the Friends of the Library, and she's shaking her head. I'm doing good so far.
Nodding her head. Shaking her head is the other direction.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
That's why I'm here, Dick. I'm the color commentary for this group here.
If you can't be with us this morning past this segment, we do podcast our Mornings Lone Star talk segments every weekday on our Google Play and iTunes, and then we film it for YouTube. So look at YouTube, look for Mornings Lone Star, and boom, there we are. So there we go. That covers all the morning stuff. Thank you. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the news today. I know yesterday we made our predictions of what the NFL is going to do. Just to update everybody, since then, the Packers have released a statement asking the fans to join in on linking their arms. And so I'm wondering how that's going to go.
Not well. I have a feeling Jason's prediction, where he kind of lowballed it. He said there would be a person in the stands doing something not too bright and would subsequently get the snot beaten out of them. I think half the stadium is going to beat up the other half of the stadium.
I mean, there's definitely going to be the Curb Your Enthusiasm moment where that one poor soul who's not paying attention to what's going on, or might be like slightly deaf legitimately,
right,
not doing anything, just sitting there eating his nachos. And it's like, this guy. And then, you know, everyone gets this guy. So that's going to happen. And then
the NFL, they need to find reverse gear and quick. They're just, you know, when you're going deeper in the mud, you're like, the guy that just refuses to listen to the wife give directions. I know where I'm going, and keeps on until he runs out of road. I think that's where the NFL is headed right now. They've got to back out of this.
You have to ask the guys who listen to football talk all the time because they love football. Like, mm-hmm. like my cousin, He's one of those people who will turn on football all day, no matter what football it is. He leaves it on. It's like a comfort to him. And I can't imagine what he's going through now, because every time he listens to any sports talk, anything on football, they're talking about this controversy. And I bet he's just going to be like, man, can we just watch football? And he probably actually will probably sign up for Red Zone, because I think they're contractually obligated to show football. And I don't know if you know what the Red Zone is, but it's probably the most intense thing I've ever experienced when it comes to football. So in football, there's a thing called the Red Zone. Do you know what the Red Zone is?
It's the opposite of the Blue Zone.
No. So what the Red Zone is in football is when the opposing, or when the team who is trying to get a touchdown, they're 20 yards or less to the end zone. And so what Red Zone football on TV is, they show every game at that time on NFL that's in the Red Zone.
Oh.
So you can imagine the action, and like there's not any commercial breaks. It's like a paid thing. And there's this guy, I believe his name was Chris something, who's the host. And I was like, he has to drink 10 cups of coffee to keep up with every game. Because in the morning, usually kickoff starts around like 12:15, and there's six games going on. So they have all six games on the screen.
Wow.
And he's like, and this Chris guy's like, we're going to go to the Saints game real quick. They're over there at the 18-yard line. And then he starts going, oh, we have an update over at the Saints game, the other Saints game or whatever. And it just keeps moving for like 4 hours straight. And
wow. So we were hardcore here at Mornings with Lone Star, but we can't hold a
candle.
That's
real. It's
Chris
a real
guy.
Thing. And he does it every Sunday.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, actually. Because you know what's even better is when you, this is how you know how serious they are. You go to the channel and it just says, please wait. And that's how, I mean, there's nothing running on that channel, but please wait for NFL Red Zone.
Okay, now that I would watch.
So, and then you're waiting. Like, we're sitting there.
Yeah,
like, in the morning, he'd turn it on, just waiting. I'm like, can we put something else? Like, no, man. We got to wait.
Wait, turn it into a drinking game. You know, whatever minute it comes on, you fill that square out, take a shot. Yeah.
That's my other complaint about the NFL is why on Sunday?
Oh, that's right.
And it's like, who wants to drink on a Sunday? Because tailgating is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I can't. That's why I'm probably not really.
Okay, Red
Zone
people, let's get this stuff straightened out here. We can make some money off of this.
But yeah, so I'm interested to see the controversy that's going to turn out, especially I guess there's a game today. But yeah.
Let the fun begin. We made our predictions. I stand by mine. I'm still waiting for them to haul Roseanne Barr out of mothballs to kind of get people's minds away from it by mangling the anthem again.
You know what I heard? That she's coming back to TV.
She is, which is going to be odd.
What's that about?
Well, it was really popular back in the day. NBC used to own the night. It was called Must See TV. And believe me, everyone else was like a close or a distant second. Roseanne was one of them. It was a... kind of the anti, for the time, the modern version of All in the Family, or just, you know, the slice of middle America, and it resonated. And unfortunately, as what happens is when the star gets big, they want to take their character big with it, you know, with more money and more power. And the show kind of reflected that to where the whole family wins the lottery, like $100 million. And so it changed the whole dynamic. And then on the final episode, you find out that she made the whole thing up, that the husband had died years before and there was no lottery. And it was a very surreal ending. I think they tried to do a new hard ending and just failed miserably on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially with people who've invested so much time and then the backlash is
right.
But it's now known. Like, it's a famous thing, that ending.
Right. It's right up there with it. So coming back, it's like Will and Grace is making a comeback, but they actually ended the original series in a way that you can't have this series. So they're going to have to work their way out of it.
And what's interesting is some of the returning actors and actresses are coming back.
Well, it would be interesting to see John Goodman back since, you know, he died in the show. So...
Well, maybe that was itself was a dream. We don't know. They can do
a dream within a dream within a dream.
They have a Jacob's Ladder scenario that they have an infinity loop of just.
We were getting outright Shakespearean here with a dream.
And that's how
a dream.
That's how good the show is.
That's how deep. Wow, this is the modern Shakespeare, Roseanne.
I can't wait.
Well played, Roseanne. Well played.
But you're listening to Mornings with Lone Star. We're going to take a quick break. Again, we have our friend and neighbor, Vicky, in the studio.
Chomping at the bit.
Yeah, she's ready to go. We're going to talk about a big sale for books. If you're a book lover or if you're in general like a library lover, this is a great opportunity to come out and check your local library. Stick around here on Mornings with Lone Star at IRLoneStar.com and Connors FM 104.5 106.1.
We can read about famous heroes or folks like me and you.
A Lone Star Community Radio is ready for the summer. If you or anyone you know is looking for summer internship opportunities, A Lone Star Community Radio is a great place to grab the mic and be on the air. A Lone Star Community Radio offers a great opportunity to those interested in learning about the radio world all year round. Be an on-air personality, talk show producer, or YouTube TV podcast editor. Contact the station at info@irlonestar.com or call the station's message line at 936-647-3776.
Our talk shows and music shows are looking for sponsors. Want to expand your brand awareness? Reach the hyper-local audience in Montgomery County? Lone Star Community Radio sponsorships accomplish this. Want to see our stats and rates? Check out irlonestar.com/sponsor for more information. Or call in and leave us a message at 936-647-3776.
About magic kingdoms, you can do it.
We are back. Mornings with Lone Star with Dick and Skippy. This is, believe it or not, the nitty gritty hour. This is where we take on the tough topics. But
like the library,
we have a special guest with us right now.
I'm very excited.
I am excited too. I'm a library nerd. I mean, I'm the guy who can go to libraries or bookstores. I can lose myself for 6 hours in a Barnes & Noble, no problem. I bemoan the loss of Walden books from the malls. You know, I'm nerdy like that. But libraries rock.
Yes.
Totally.
And it's free.
And it's free. My favorite color.
Which I have a lot of questions for.
Right?
Nothing's free.
Well, who are our questions for? They are for Vicky.
Vicky, welcome to Mornings with Lone Star. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to have you in the studio. And we met over at the Conroe Library. Is that officially the Conroe Library, right?
Yes, that's Conroe Central Library.
Central Library.
The official name.
And
Central Headquarters.
There you go.
Well, you know, they do a lot there.
They
got to see behind the door kind of stuff. And they have
got to see like behind the
back room dealings of the library.
The better restrooms, basically. Wink, wink.
Oh.
And I'm just kidding. Actually, what I learned is that's where they process majority, if not all, incoming books for the library system here in Montgomery County. So they do all the spine stuff, the sticker. I mean, there was literally a person sweatshop working, you know, in the back doing all this stuff.
Cursing the name of the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, it's like, oh, come on now. But no, it's really interesting and almost fascinating to see, because libraries have been around. Okay, I don't think you're a historian, but when do you think the first library, we're playing a game, so in the next segment we'll look it up and see who wins. So you can't pull out your phone yet.
Yeah. Okay? No, I got
That's
this. I got this.
When do you think, and we have to put parameters on this, is the first library I don't know the right word, but basically paid for by the United States government? Because are we state funded or
we're
federally
county.
Funded? County funded.
County funded.
Sioux County. What do you think the first county library?
See, I was going to go with the Library of Alexandria 3,000 years ago, but no.
No. I had to put parameters on
you
this.
You put parameters on.
It would make it a little harder. And then almost second question, when was the first library, county library here in Montgomery County?
I'm going to say, how old is Montgomery County? 130 years? Something like that?
I have no idea.
Part of me is thinking along those veins. I'm going to say the county library system is celebrating 100 years, thereabouts.
How about
I am not Wikipedia. I am Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Hashtag Wikipedia. Yes. Okay, I'm looking this up now. You guys keep talking.
Which means you need to be talking to someone who really is very knowledgeable. You need to be talking to our library director, who has probably written Wikipedia with the true facts.
Well, so. No, this is a game, so don't. I mean, you got to guess. You can't. You can't cop out of this.
I took my guess.
So you said. I'm right. I got to write this down.
Yeah, I say 100 years with like a 5-year over under.
Okay, this isn't Price or Right.
I'm gonna say 101 years.
All right.
Well, while you look at that, I got to ask Vicky a hardcore question here. So
we're not done yet.
Oh,
I got to write this down.
Are you ready to write it down?
All right, Sean, what is, sir, for question one, first county library in the United States?
In the United States, that would be a county, well, I would say the District Library of the Library of Congress, 1785.
85.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then question two was here in Montgomery County. What would you say?
100 years exactly with one a, with a 2 year under
plus
over.
Plus two. Okay. Vicky, question one.
I think it's in New York.
You think of a location instead of
yes.
a year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so New
I
York.
Am. I go that way. Remember, Wikipedia.
Okay. New York. I like it. Now, no, question number two.
The county. I would say like 1945 with the Hub Group of Women.
Oh, man, you know, see.
See, she's got that inside track.
Well, yeah. not, you know.
We got a ringer in the studio.
Well, you know there's somebody at that library that just repeats facts all the time, and hey. She just casually listened, and now she's pulling it back.
Whenever someone comes in the library and they ask me a question, I go right upstairs to reference desk. They know everything.
Well, at least you're a warm body downstairs.
There you go.
Okay, so my guess, you said 1785, it's in New York. I'm going to say 1800s because, you know, just that's a horrible answer and I like giving bad answers. Here locally, I would say the first library system would be like 1952.
You say 52?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dick says 52.
I'm going to look these answers up at our break. So if you have a guess, go on Mornings Lone Star on Facebook. You don't win anything. So, but unless we'll say your name, how about
we'll
that?
Give you bragging rights.
But now let's focus a little bit about why Vicky's here and what Vicky does. Which way do you want to go in that order? You want to say who you are, what you do?
Yes. Okay. Vicky Christopher and I have been president of Library Friends of Conroe since the library moved to the current location, which was 1994. Now, it's mainly because no one else wants to really take over my position. So we actually had to change our little bylaws so that I could keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So love doing it. And we have a huge book sale, like one in the fall, one in the spring, usually raise about $6,000 in 2.5 days at each one.
Nice.
And so the fall one is usually the big one for some reason. I don't know. I think in spring there's so much going on, but in the fall, you know, next weekend there's also
possibly
so much
spring
going on.
Cleaning in the spring, but in fall maybe you find the
gathering,
book that grandpa wanted.
Gathering.
Well, what it is Texans are so afraid of the cold, they get these books and they know they're not coming outside.
You know, a lady came.
Oh, I thought you were going to say getting the books so they could burn them. So I'm glad you did not go that dark
no,
route, my young friend.
Not yet.
Okay.
A lady came in yesterday, actually, and it was that reason she got like 20 books for $3.50 because we're having this huge half-price sale. And it was strictly so that she would have them to read during the winter so that she would not have to get out in the cold.
See, I really thought she was going to go towards the burning angle on that one.
I was waiting for it.
And I was like, I can't believe someone actually tell you that. But but no, you tricked me, and I almost tricked you.
Almost. I'm just thinking, Dick, now I'm a Woodlands boy, not Conroe, so you may have different weather patterns up here. Do you guys get snowed in Conroe in the winter?
In my mind.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out
I'm
what would necessitate many books.
The habits of people in Texas.
Gotcha.
If it's around 40 degrees, people are like, oh, there's ice on the roads, can't drive. I mean, you know how it is, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's
chaos. I grew up driving in England, believe me.
Chaos.
They're idiots on the roads up here. Sorry.
So we got Vicky, and you have the sale coming up.
Yes. It starts next Thursday, October 5th. Starts at 4:30. It'll be to 8 o'clock that night. That's when the stuff really goes fast. We have people usually being in line like 3 o'clock. We have benches for them to stand. It goes all through the library, snakes to the back.
What's the secret here? What am I missing?
I know. People don't realize. But if you are a book nerd, like all of us that go to these
What's
sales,
a book nerd?
A book
You're
nerd.
You're looking
we,
at him, my
we
friend.
We can't. Yes. It's like we see a book and we have to have it. It speaks to us. And like this summer, I did the hardest thing. I realized that our second floor was going to fall down to the first floor because of all the books. Another thing, through the years, I've been collecting the books, you know, the ones that come in a series. You got to follow that character,
yeah.
You know, the Brad Thor, the Vince Flynn. You got to follow those characters, see what they're doing. So I was collecting all of them, and I thought that when I retired that I would have time to read. But no, I have no time to do that hardly because I'm down at the library all the time doing what I really like to do. But to go through, and I realized I needed to get rid of some of the books. I went through the closets, the under the bed, all these things. Very, very scary hoarding thing.
It does sound like you're a little bit of a hoarder.
Oh, my God.
Has anyone talked to you about this?
Yes, my husband.
Oh, you found him. Okay.
Yeah, I did, under some books.
Under the
But
Oxford.
I took 25 file boxes out of my house to the library, and I still have so many. And it was the hardest thing. You look at this book, and you're like, I need this book. I need this, but it's kind of it's a scary thing. I realize that to people who don't understand it, but everybody that comes into the library really pretty much gets it.
Right. Yeah. Vicky, you know, I'm recovering from the flood. I lost books this time because unfortunately after the last flood, the ones that survived, I boxed up, put in the garage, and guess what flooded this time? So I'm looking to replenish. As Dick pointed out, it's kind of hardcore, this sale. Is this like Macy's at the Black Friday? Or are there like bites?
We are known to be one of the nicer ones. Actually, down in the Woodlands, it can get scary.
I heard rumors.
Yes, they have a sale in the spring. Ours, we let people know that that a dealer has already come through the sale. That's the main issue right there, is that so many people are selling books online now. But we have contracted with Brandon, and he has about 25 or 30 Texas library friends around the state. And so what he does, he comes in and he'll, you know, the little ISBN on the back, he'll take that and scan it. And you want it to sound like Vegas, because if it goes ding-a-ling-a-ling, that means, all right, we can make some money off this. So he will come through and do that. But a lot of the dealers will go to these sales because they are trying to get something valuable to sell online.
I used to do that at the college bookstore.
Did you know?
Well, because they would buy the books back for, you know, mm-hmm. a fourth of the price you paid. And I said, I'll sell it online. I'll pay half the price you paid.
See, I had libraries and bookstores to kind of recapture my youth. I grew up on the Hardy Boys and Danny Dunn and Tom Swift. And, these are book series. And I actually, one of my pride collections was a 1929 first edition Hardy Boys of the Tower of Treasure. We all grew up with like the blue books, you know, with the blue spines. Well, actually, there was a tan spine version of it for the first like 10, 20 books where they were in a jalopy, you know, it was 1920s and 30s. And then they rewrote them to more modern. And of course, nowadays they work for the government, I think. But yeah, that was I always hit the old bookstores at, you know, Old Town Spring or somewhere trying to find Tom Swift, Danny Dunn, all these old ones.
Well, the folks who are just now tuning in, we have Vicky from the Conroe Library, Montgomery County Library System, learning about the big sale happening down the street. We got to take a break here on Mornings of Lone Star. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be back here on IRLoneStar.com.
Attention, movie lovers. The Ticket Stub is a new radio show servicing Montgomery County that is meant for you. The Ticket Stub is available live every Thursday at noon on FM 104.5 and 106.1, as well as anytime on IRLoneStar.com. Connor and Dick will let you know what's coming out in the theater, what is worth streaming, and what's going on in the world of film. The Ticket Stub, your home for movie talk.
Remember to download the Lone Star Community Radio app from your Google Play Apple Store. Bring Montgomery County's community radio with you anywhere with your smartphone or tablet. If you are in the Conroe area, tune in on FM 104.5, 106.1. If you are on your computer, bookmark irlonestar.com as your internet radio station. Lone Star Community Radio, broadcasting 24/7 from the heart of downtown Conroe, Texas.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
When you need a book, go from A to Z. When you come and read a book at the La Library.
We are back. Mornings with Lone Star with Dick and Skippy. He's Dick, I'm Skippy. We got Vicky in the studio with us from the County Library System. We are rocking it. We're talking book nerd stuff. Flashing back to the old days when I would read Hardy Boys and Tom Swift and Danny Dunn, and I need those books. I need to recapture my youth desperately. But Vicky is kind of tempting me. She's sitting across from me, and she pulled some things out of her bag, Dick. And I want to ask about these things she has here.
Well, do you want to do the question first?
Which one?
I found the first county library.
Oh, okay.
I found that. You found the answer for...
Well, I found the county library, so you You talk about the county library, and I'll desperately search for the...
The first county library, or a library to serve an entire county, is the Brumback Library. It is located in Van Wert, Ohio. And, yeah, so that's pretty cool, actually. It's the first county library.
Does it have a date of establishment?
I'm looking for it. You think you would say that at the very beginning, but no.
One would think. Well, I've got the first county library for Montgomery County.
Okay.
1947. You were very close by the Hub Club.
Do I win?
Well, we already established nothing.
Aww. Yeah, so. You win bragging rights. But yes, Montgomery County Library began as a collection of 1,200 volumes housed in a Conroe School Recreation Center.
1899.
For the
first U.S. County Library.
How about that? Wow. Well, just if I could go back in time.
So
to
I technically
point,
won that one because I said 1800.
You did.
She said New York.
Yeah, I said Washington, realizing that Washington was not Washington until like way later. But so, Vicky, what do you got there? I'm seeing cassette tapes vinyl. And
oh, my gosh. Yes, it is amazing what we get for donations. Whenever they hear... The community hears that we've got one of these book sales coming up. They even donate more. They donate all through the year, but even more so. What gets interesting is when I walk back there and there's maybe 20 boxes, and you're like, oh, my gosh, besides saying that. But you realize when you go through it that a family is cleaning out. Mm-hmm. And the
are
sad
there,
thing,
are there thieves?
Yeah. The sad thing is that a lot of them are having to downsize. A lot of them are moving away. The saddest is when a family member is having to clean out a house due to a death in the family. And that is a hard thing for me to go through, especially when I know who the family is.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel such a responsibility when I go through these books. And a lot of times, these families, they're under so much stress, and they just want to get that house emptied out so they can move on. You would not believe how many family Bibles get donated like that. And so we kind of put those aside and try to contact them. Another thing that got donated like that, and I actually took me about 2 months to find who it belonged to, but it was all these diaries of this lady, and I read one of the years. You know, it's one of those, it was like peeking through a window. You couldn't stop, and just reading all of her things. Finally got a hold of her because it was like, I needed to know, did she ever remarry? What happened to that grandson? You know, all
That's
these
awesome.
Things. So I did find him and talk to him, and she lived happily ever after.
Good.
But some of the things that we get donated, of course, now vinyl is... you know, the rage right now.
It is.
So we have to kind of be careful when things come in vinyl that some of them could be a little more valuable. Last year on the silent auction, I had a lot of old 80s rock. And,
yeah.
You know, it was the covers that people wanted. And I think of the three, I think we did like $20 for each album on the silent auction. That's
not
pretty good.
Bad.
Not too bad. But this is Willie Nelson and Leon Russell for y'all. And this is really in excellent, excellent shape. It's even got the little slip covers in there.
Hold it up in front of you so the webcam can see. There we go. No, you did great.
Yes,
we'll ignore that part.
Oh, you're fine.
We can still hear you.
Okay.
So, hold it up in front of you there, and we
here
can, there we are. Let the audience see that. So, Willie and Leon.
Leon's looking good.
Yeah, looking good. Now, this is a kind of a scary thing here. That's for y'all.
Oh, wonderful.
Scary thing. This is the cassette, and it's so funny to see some of these kids come in and actually go, what is that? And, but this is what it is. But the scary thing, Willie Nelson sings Kristofferson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. And my thing is like, why?
Well, they sing each other our songs all the time.
Yeah, I know. But this is a little cassette for
all
you.
All right.
Oh, this is great.
And
I love
Harry
this.
Connick Jr., oh. Would he just die looking at himself like that? This is from 1998. So, but we get these all the time. We had some 8-tracks donated a couple of months ago, but, you know, I put those out for like a quarter or something, and they just go because people want to just have them for collectors. I wish I'd had one to give you. And all the VHS movies that get done, you know, it's like, okay, we can't take any more VHS movies. No one really, I have to say that in our exercise room, we still have one of those big TVs, and it has where you can play a VHS or a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So some people really, they still buy the VHSs, but we don't have enough room really for that, so we do not do that.
What wonderful gifts. These are really gorgeous. The my pride and joy, I have a Willie Nelson album where he's clean cut. You know, he's wearing a suit on the stage, early Willie Nelson. So this is great, man. I want to add this to my collection that includes the Hobbit soundtrack.
Whoa.
And Saturday
Night
Fever.
I have a record player in the back.
You do?
We're going to have to rock, paper, scissor for it.
Bring it on, my young friend.
Yeah. We'll do that over the air.
And then this is another donation I got for y'all.
Oh, great.
Paul Harvey, The Rest of the Story. And so this is for y'all. And
I call dibs on this.
We get bookmarks, too, that are, you know, always in the books. Do you know, since 1994... I always think, going through all these books, I know I'm going to find some money. And all these years, I bet I found a total of $20. You know, we keep thinking that we're going to have a gold mine. And, you know, for the Library Friends of Conroe.
I was going to ask, what's the weirdest thing ever donated? Has someone, like, donated a book and you open it up and it was carved out in the shape of a, you know, gun or something?
We haven't had that. But I've had some interesting donations that were kind of... Well, okay, let me tell you.
Settling in for this one.
There's some that you're like, oh my gosh, you know, why did they do this? Some you're like, Playboy magazines to the library.
We were talking about that today.
Yeah.
That was one of my questions.
I mean, Hugh Hefner, right. But I opened up this box one time and there were like probably 3 years of Playboy magazines.
Were they the Braille editions though? Because it did come out in Braille.
You would probably like that.
I very much so, because it proved positive that we read it for the articles.
Was that in a parody movie?
What, a Braille?
Braille edition of Playboy?
No, it's for real. I mean, seriously, Playboy came out in Braille. So there were articles to be read.
I have never seen one of those.
What movie was
donated?
That?
So you were talking about the box full of Playboys.
Yes. So
they're still there.
We'll be back later. We'll take those off your hands.
We put those in the recycle thing. Didn't really want the little children coming through and,
Mommy,
and seeing
what's that?
Those. So we get a lot of things. Unfortunately, a lot of things that get donated. Our first thing to do is try to get it into the library system.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, a lot of the condition is just not suitable enough. The binding's messed up. It's been stored out in the garage, unfortunately, which Silverfish, you know, all that.
Right.
You know, if I open a box up and I see something in there moving, it gets shut and outside. You know, we just can't take a chance.
Right.
One of my volunteers got bit by scorpion.
Scorpion.
So we really had to kind of be careful on what gets brought in. But,
It's a hardcore life for a librarian sometimes.
Very.
Like, live on the razor's edge world of opening a box.
You just never know what you're going to find. And what's amazing, you open a box and it, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, who wants this? And then in like the 30 boxes that are, you know, books that are crumbling apart in it, then you'll see this one thing and it's like this treasure, you know, maybe the whole illustrated edition of something. But the fun thing is to find something that the library can actually put into the system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our main goal. But at the book sale, we've got a silent auction going at the book sale, too. We've actually even got 3 items they can already start bidding on. Speaking of football, we have one of the items is a tailgating where it's got the big igloo and about 20 grilling and barbecue books in it. And got the barbecue tools, barbecue sauce, barbecue spices in it. You know, anything. I mean, we really try to think of anything to raise money. The other one is the gardening. And right now, I think there's a $100 bid on the gardening one. and $85 on the tailgating one. That's pretty good.
Well, without all this NFL kerfluffle, that bid would probably go higher. They're waiting to see if there's going to be an NFL next week or not for tailgating.
Well, they'll tailgate just in their driveway.
There you go.
Tailgate at the library.
There you go. Tailgate at the book sale.
There we go. Everybody, bring your
Get them boozed up and then go back to the Where's those boxes of Playboys? I heard on the air.
We're not saying they're still there, but they might be.
But they could be, so you better look through everything.
Oh, man, that's great.
I know it's not like library thing. I was at a bookstore the other day, and they had this thing where the staff had each chosen a book, wrapped it up, and put it out for sale, where they put, like, clues on it on the front, like, this is a family history. And it was pretty cool, because you bought the book.
Yeah.
Not knowing what was inside.
So did you do that?
Indeed, I did.
And were you happy?
Very.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of surprises at the book sale.
Yes.
How about that? They leave it to your imagination. We're sitting here with Vicki from the Conroe Library, Montgomery County Library System, talking about the big sale happening next weekend, 3 days. We're going to wrap it up when we come back with her, and we're going to talk about a little bit more details about when, where, what to bring, you know, that kind of stuff. You're listening to Mornings with Lone Star, sponsored by Conroe Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just now tuning in, you missed the first half of the show. Don't forget podcasts on iTunes and Google Play and YouTube, too. So we'll be right back here on Mornings with Lone Star.
When you come and read a book at the La Library.
This is Rick TRC. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, I play today's country hits on my show, Afternoons with Lone Star. The type of music that makes you want to get off your seat, stomp your feet, sing along at the top of your lungs, and not care who hears on Lone Star Community Radio, Conroe's FM 104.5 and 106.1, and as always on worldwide, irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Just contact the station on irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
I got a new song for Skippy that he can't get out of his head today.
Right? Every day there's an earworm that just won't go away. Thank you, Dick. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Mornings with Lone Star. Sitting with our neighborhood library friend, Vicki, and our neighbor, actually. They're down the street over there, and they're having a big sale next weekend, folks. Next weekend from, I believe it's October 6th through the, 5th through the 7th. Boom. Yeah. I got it right. Vicki, real quick, let our listeners know, where can they go to get the right information besides me?
Okay. The county website is www.countylibrary.org. And then it has all the locations of the libraries in the system there. So just go down to Central, and then you can click that on, and there should be like a flyer that's online about the book sale. But October 5th, is 4:30 to 8, and we don't have it where you had to join that night to come. You just, please come. That's
all we
want.
Oh, there's no catch?
No, there's no catch.
And maybe that's the catch.
We want you to use that $5 fee to buy books instead. And the silent auction starts at 4:30 that day and goes on through the next day. So if you see something on the silent auction, you can keep bidding on it, and I will actually have my cell phone available for you to call me on Friday if you need to check on your bid. October 6th, it's 9 to 4:30, and this is the first time we're ever going to be bringing out more items on Friday. Usually we have everything out, and we're saving back some things to try to get some people back in to raise more money. And then October 7th, that's Saturday, that's the crazy day. Well, Thursday night's really crazy, but on Saturday, we have a $2 bag sale. We give you, like, the brown paper bag from the grocery store, that size. You can go into the large meeting room, fill it up, anything you want to put in it, for $2. And as many bags, please, as you want to buy. And then the other areas that in the sale will be, like, the regular prices, which is, you know, 50 cents up to $3. But most things are paperbacks. Most paperbacks are 50 cents. Most hardbacks are a dollar. but we're kind of trying to raise a little more money for the library. So there could be some trade paperback size books for a dollar, some of the newer hardbacks for $2. But one thing that we can't have on Thursday night is strollers or rolling devices in the cell due to safety.
Mm-hmm.
Fire marshal would, you know, probably have a heart attack if he came that night and saw things with the strollers. And it's just not safe. People really are, like, leaning over and all these things.
I'm telling you,
and,
folks, I think it's going to be like a cage match. I think you should bring your money. I'm telling my wife to clear out the back of the Prius because we're going to be loading it up with books to replace the ones I lost in the flood. And I'm really looking forward to this myself. I'm a nerd. I'm a book nerd. I'm going to hit silent auction and everything.
On the silent auction, we've got some great things. I've got a signed Arnold Palmer book, signed Barbara Bush book, Nora Roberts autographed, James Haley, who awesome history for Texas. One of his books is autographed. Astronaut Jim Irwin. Signed book by him. Sue Grafton, Clive Cussler.
If you need some signatures,
awesome. Yeah.
I could come sign some books.
You know what? Let's just say you can't.
Well, you know, you don't know. I'm a novelist. I actually wrote a best-selling novel a few years ago.
Oh, dear.
So I'm going to take some
copies. Can't go without a day.
I'm going to sign them. I'm going to slip them in, see if I can get more than 50 cents for them. Probably not. But you never know.
Is this the pile we can burn? Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just saying about, you know, the fire marshal might be there. Just the vision of a fireman at a library, we could just, like, really turn the crowd against him.
Oh, no.
You know, he's here to burn the books.
Well, I want to say special thanks to Vicky for stopping by.
Awesome.
It was a pleasure to meet you. This is a great event coming up. Again, let's do the times and dates. We got the 5th through the 7th. And it's pretty much normal working hours, correct? Or is it?
Yes. The only thing Thursday is 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And folks, if you need a library card, they're faster than a pit crew at a NASCAR event. They really are.
Yes. Well, they're trying to get you in. You know, Dick and I are conspiracy theorists, and we just have to ask, you know, Dewey Decimal System, secret code, bent on world domination?
I'd tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
I knew that was coming. Okay, but get your library card. They got books, they got movies, they got DVDs, they got events, activities. I am a library junkie, and you should be one too.
So, you know what? Check it out. We're
going
to be posting more information. If you're just now tuning in, we had Vicky from the Montgomery County Library talking about their upcoming sale next weekend. Just look up, really, how I found it, just look up Montgomery County Library TX, and you'll boom, you boom, 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 boom.
Countylibrary.org. You can't go wrong there.
You're listening to Morning's Lone Star. We got a couple more minutes left in the show, so stick around. And coming up at 11 o'clock is going to be some Montgomery County Lifestyle with your favorite Nathan Arizotti. So stick around for that, but we still got more Morning's Lone Star coming your way.
Hispanic Chamber connections with Dr. Carlos Sanchez, president of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, featuring event announcements, member highlights, and more. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., broadcasting from the heart of Conroe, Texas on IRLoneStar.com and Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1.
A Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show with monthly and weekly slots available on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on IRLoneStar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at IRLoneStar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776 to take your first step into the radio world.
Every page I turn, pick up useful information, good times while I learn.
All right, we're back.
We are back. Dick and Skippy talking nitty gritty library
stuff.
I know
how to do it.
Yeah, you got it going there, Dick.
I do. Welcome back, Morning's Lone Star. We got about 29 minutes.
A few minutes left.
Here. I do want to let you know, breaking news in the kneeling conspiracy is now a six-year-old was kneeling during the national anthem. Or the pledge, sorry, the pledge. So we're moving on from the national anthem. We're going on to the pledge, folks.
We're doing the pledge. I figured it was next, and I can guarantee you that no six-year-old on the planet did this of their own. I'm going to wake up and take a knee. Parents are now going to start to use their kids for this. I did hear that there's the Cyfair Youth Sports League has opted this weekend to not play the anthem so they can avoid, as we said in England, controversy.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that it's funny how a society decides to change in its own natural way. And if this is what factors that change of not playing the national anthem before stuff, it's going to be interesting.
It is. Because
there's going to be the diehard, like, who still stands, still playing it. We're still going to play it. Like, my favorite one right now, my theory is the NHL is going to have some huge issues because the NHL has a lot of teams are in Canada.
Right.
So they do both.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be kind of funny to see how that controversy gets turned around. And similar to the London NFL game where people were...
Right, let's stand for God Save the Queen for a country that indeed introduced slavery to our country. But good news, there is support for those who opt to stand and show
unity. What happens
unity?
If an English person kneels during, like, protests their anthem, God Save the Queen? What would happen?
I think the Tower of London is still open for business. They'll probably haul you off and shackle you up somewhere.
No, really? Would you get in trouble in England for that?
I believe so. I got in a lot of trouble, like, on a daily basis in England just for, you know, being an American. And I would also rebel best that I could. But, yeah, it was remember, in England, there was total integration of church and state. So our school would start off with assembly where there would be hymns and prayers and stuff. And you just – that's how it is in England. You don't try to Americanize England. You don't go to another country and try to make it –
Well, I mean, more of they just do something, they protest the song.
There's not...
Not necessarily kneeling, but you know, they just do whatever. Because I know it's pretty interesting over there. Like, if you say anything, you can get in trouble on certain
things. Which is why it always seems to be the nuclear option. You have the skinheads and the soccer hooligans.
Yeah.
And the rioters of Toxteth and Brixton that you don't protest so much, you go anarchic with it. You know, you just filled with anarchy, you riot... You do whatnot. There are very few peaceful protests in England. It's either a strike or a riot. And I'm not summing up England in, you know, these words. It's a great country in many ways, but that's what you got there. You don't have a lot of the freedoms that we do have here and take for granted.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like the cultural question and see how that works. But yeah, I just read that. I saw that article come up when during our break. I want to say a special thanks to Vicky over there at the Conroe Library System.
She left us some goodies,
Dick. She did. And I'm a little upset that you pretty much get to keep all of them because technically she handed them to you.
She did. I called Dibsies, and Dibsies is immutable.
I respect that. I respect that. Well, it's 10:50 right now, folks. We got about 5 more minutes. Anything else you want to talk about? I know we're going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to be here at 8 a.m. And then, of course, from 10 to 11, 8-ish. Yeah, so I really don't know anything on top of my head.
Well, I want to wrap up the today's discussion of the NFL kerfluffle, that there is unexpected support for those who would like to stand and show unity for the anthem and flag, and that is the Lingerie League, or which is actually known as the Legends League now, which is...
Oh, great. Everyone's got to have an opinion about this.
Yeah, really, and they are all for standing for the flag. And, you know, we can tomorrow talk about... It's funny how even holding the flag horizontal on a football field is actually against the rules, or to wear a flag T-shirt or on your hat is actually against the flag code. It's what are the important arguments to go after? And we can delve into that tomorrow, I think.
No, that's boring.
It's boring.
Let's just see who wins the Wednesday bet.
Who wins the
and then we're done with the topic. We're done with the topic.
We're moving on. Next week will be NFL free.
Let's hope, right? So we got one more day. Is that what you're telling me?
There we go.
Okay, so we had the wrap-up today. We had Hugh Hefner. He passed away, but he died a happy man. things are still going on in Puerto Rico, pretty serious situation, and it's funny to see. It's kind of unfortunate that all these huge media gods of nature had happened because no one knows what to focus on. And that was part of the NFL deal where it's like, why don't we start focusing on Puerto Rico and not this flag dispute? And then Puerto Rico, of course, is on that. They're not a state, but we're still...
Well, they are U.S. Territory, so, you know, they are They pay taxes. They pay American taxes. They have don't have full voting rights, but they do have representation. They are of us, and so it's not like we're fighting for an aid.
They don't pay tax that much.
No, they don't pay all taxes, but there are U.S. taxes involved. But they are of us, and help goes to them. I know that the Jones Act was lifted today by President Trump, which allows non-U.S. flag ships to provide relief. And because there's people have been like, oh, he's refusing to let ships go. There are some issues with planes can't land, ships can't dock. There's, you know, they're too big. And there is actually a law prohibiting non-U.S. flag ships to provide aid to Puerto Rico. That was lifted today. So we have the USNS Comfort on its way out to Puerto Rico. And I'm doing this off the top of my head because I am informed. And so Puerto Rico relief is on its way. We are sending our thoughts out to everyone out there in Puerto Rico, even though they can't hear us with no cell phones and very little power. But sending you our warm fuzzies, people.
Yeah, that's true. That's for sure. And it's ongoing. I don't know. When does hurricane season end?
I think November. But you know what? All these storms and NFL keeps the minds off the statues. So that's a good sign.
That's true. Well, these kind of topics die really quickly.
They really have
something else to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Mornings of Lone Star. We are sponsored by Conroe Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be wrapping this up. Come up next, we got some Montgomery County Lifestyle with Nathan Arizotti. So stick around. Special thanks to the Montgomery County Library being our special guest this morning. That was so much fun to learn about it. And if you're just now joining us and you want to hear the podcast version, all you got to do is go to iTunes, Google Play, or YouTube, and you can watch us in about 24 hours. How about that? You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio. We're Montgomery County's community radio station. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8-ish.
At the library, we can read about magic kingdoms.
Don't miss Lone Star Community Radio on TV and YouTube. Our talk show and music shows are featured on Our City TV, Suddenlink Channel 12, and have their own YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe to keep up with posted shows and comment on them below the video.
Thanks for checking out this podcast of Lone Star Community Radio, Montgomery County's community radio station. If you enjoyed this recording, make sure to check out our past shows online at irlonestar.com or their respective video or podcast formats on YouTube, Google Play, or iTunes. If you have any questions regarding the show, either it being about sponsorships or questions for the host, contact the station manager at dick@irlonestar.com or call the station at 936-647-3776. This show was recorded in downtown Conroe, Texas at the Lone Star Community Radio Studio. And Lone Star Community Radio reserves all rights to this recording and images.